Hi, this is Pat Fraley. As I was reviewing my home study course, The Art of Self-Direction, I came across a material on good old boring text analysis that you're going to find of value. As you may know, classic text analysis usually includes answering these questions. What's the story? Who are the characters? And what's the scene? But I found the need to add one more to that list that has become critical to successfully auditioning and performing a project. What's the style? What is the performance style of the project? Here's why I've added it. If you don't hit the style of a project correctly in an audition, you won't be considered. Casting queen Meredith Lane told me that if a performer doesn't hit the style of an audition for the role she's casting, she doesn't play it for the producers. Why? They don't get that you, as a performer, can adjust your performance after they have hired you. They figure, oh, what they hear is what they get. Time was, if your performance was, say, a bit exaggerated or too broad, a producer would say, oh, she's great, we'll just bring her down 10%. Why don't they do that now? Because the majority of producers don't come from theater or performance background anymore. Things have changed. This is pervasive in voiceover. Producers don't understand that a performer can adjust. So, how do you determine the style? You ask. If you can't, you guess. And that's not really that tough. The good news is that there are not a whole lot of styles. Here are the four that most frequently come up. 1. Exaggerated or over the top. This is often found in genres like animation and sometimes in parodies and commercials. It calls for big, bold, and exaggerated performances. 2. Sitcom. This is probably the most common style. It is realism on steroids, or realistic depiction of characters who are more passionate about what they want than they would be in reality. 3. Melodramatic. You find this style in video games to a great extent, usually in drama. Again, it's people who are passionate about what they want and found in action, adventure, and serious projects. 4. Realistic. This style is the one we all bow down to in TV, film, and with audiobook contemporary fiction. And that's it. Fold that into your traditional text analysis. What's the story? Who are the characters? Where does it take place? And what's the style? Thanks for listening.